Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday, y'all. Let's go, let's go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483. That's 516-531-9483. You can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to give your comment or give your opinion, if you'd like to leave your comment or give an opinion on today's show, just press number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. Again, 516-531-9483. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's show is brought to you by Frank Williams Realty. For all of your real estate needs, call Frank Williams Realty. You can reach them at 404-564-9689. That's 404-564-9689. Whether you're buying, whether you're selling, if you know someone who's buying or selling or wants to sell, please put them in touch with me, and we will take care of them from start to finish. okay? That's Frank Williams Realty, 404-564-9689. And there are huge referrals within this business. Okay, all right. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Friday. It's Listeners Friday, which means that all lines are open for you, the listener. You guys can call in and talk about whatever subject you'd like. Okay? Again, Listeners Friday. Okay? And today, as far as I'm concerned, we're going to talk a little bit about people with gay kids. And I'm also going to talk about the NFL draft. Okay? So, again, it's Listeners Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in and talk. All right? And when we think about it, it's, you know, of course it's Friday. A lot of you guys are working, or maybe you're not at work. But I hope you have a job, and you have a job, and you're just not at work right now, okay? Or you're at work, and you're listening to the show at work right now. Either way, hey, it's Friday, and welcome, all right? Now, I have to work today. I have to work tomorrow. I only get one day off this week, which is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make it, and we're all going to make it through. Because whether we go to work or not, the time and the day is still going to go by, right? The time and the day are still going to go by. All right, so and think about it, people, I think about when I say people with gay kids. And when I say people with gay kids, that's anybody. But these celebrities have these gay kids, and they're out there, okay? They're out there, and they're doing their own thing, you know, handling their own thing, doing their own thing. And the next thing you know, they turn up and say that they're gay, okay? They turn up and say that they're gay. Now, I'm guessing that they got with the wrong crowd. I'm guessing that, you know, they want to be different. I'm guessing that they may not like what's going on at home, may not like their situation, okay? And when you think about gay kids, I tell people all the time, I don't think that people are born gay. Okay? What person you know has come out of the womb, born gay? See, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as being born gay, okay? No such thing, okay? There's a such thing as being born. There's a such thing as being gay. But there's no such thing as being born gay. There's no way. See, what happens is, and I did a show about this before, and there was a young lady that called in and from Texas and said that, she know for a fact, she's a nurse, and she know for a fact that there are kids that are born gay. I said, now, how are they born gay? And she said something about a chemical imbalance or a chromosome mix or something that you can do that when the kids are born, they're already gay. So you mean to tell me that some doctors are trying to be God? Are you telling me that God was wrong about the creation of this male or female? Is that what you're telling me? Is that some people are trying to play God and change what God has meant to be? I'm asking her, is that what she's telling me? Because that's simply what it is. That's simply what it is. You're saying that God made a mistake. Or you don't want God to be a part of what's going on. And that's not possible. Okay? You know, people all the time, there's only one God. Right? And he doesn't make mistakes. At least I hadn't seen him make a mistake. Now, you may get upset and think in your head that, you know, a mistake has been made. But it's not. Okay? There isn't a mistake of kids being born male or female. Okay? And again, what I'm saying is that gay kids, you know, people ask me, say, Frank, you think people are born gay? Of course not. No one is born gay. Again, you know, I was saying that I did a show about this a while back, and you can go back in my archives and listen to it, but no one is born gay. Again, you're born, okay? You're born. There is someone being born, but there's not someone being born gay. Again, a nurse called me from Texas saying, Frank, there is a such thing as people being born gay. What do you mean, people being born gay? She said, well, if you mix some such Y chromosome with this chromosome, that is yada, yada, then they're born gay. But what I'm saying is that's just people who are trying to play God. There's no such thing as playing God. And then I told her, and then what you're saying is that God made a mistake. And God didn't make mistakes. You're born a male or you're born a female. You're not born as a gay man, a gay woman. But you are born as a male or a female. And that's the way God meant for it to be. Now, someone said, Frank, what about people with both sex organs? Well, I've heard of that. Don't know no one like that, but I've heard of that. And that is highly rare. Then at the same time, those people, I think you can Google it and find out and see if there's, you know, there are such thing as being born with both sex organs. A celebrity, Jamie Lee Curtis, I don't know if you guys know Jamie Lee Curtis, but Jamie Lee Curtis is an actress. She's a lot older now, but back when we were in high school, coming up through high school and early college, she was the star of the Friday the 13th movies. And I'm not talking about this new Friday the 13th stuff. I'm talking about the original. Well, was she Friday the 13th? No, she was Halloween, right? She was Halloween. I don't think she was in Friday the 13th, but I know she was in Halloween. And Jamie Lee Curtis is a young lady that was born with both sex organs. Okay? But if I said Jamie Lee Curtis to some people and they know who she is, they probably don't know that she was born with both sex organs. I'm wondering, just like you are right now, and I know you are, that, you know, she didn't remove one of the organs. She didn't remove her penis as a male. She didn't have her vagina done because she wanted to be a male. I don't know. Right? Is there such thing as doing that? I don't know what it looks like down there when you're born with both sex organs. But there is no such thing as a person being born gay. Okay? Don't get that confused. All right? You develop that lifestyle from the people that you hang around, the people you mingle with. That's how you become gay or lesbian. Okay? Now, I call men gay. I call women lesbians. All right? So, you know, just at the same time, like I said, no one is born gay. You develop that over the years from dealing with the people that you deal with. Don't mean to call names, but Magic Johnson got a son who's a straight $2 bill. Okay? Gay as they want to be. Dwayne Wade has a son that's a straight $2 bill. Gay as he want to be. Now, I don't know I don't know. I don't know how they develop their gay lifestyle or their mentality that they want to be gay. And I say mentality because that's exactly what it is. It's a mentality. It's a mental thing. And I think it's a mental problem. People wanting to be gay or don't want to be the sex that they are, then that's a mental thing. That's a mentality that they've developed. Now, I also read where, you know, someone asked me, Frank, if you slept with a transgender. A transgender man, and y'all had good sex and all this, and then you find out that they were transgender. Well, I say, hold it right there. Hold it right there. There's no such, you know, you don't have sex with a transgender man. There's a difference between transgender and transsexual. Now, transsexual is someone who is transitioned from one sex to the other. Okay? A transgender is someone who's transitioned from one gender to another. And has transitioned from a female gender to a male gender. So there's no way that I'd have sex with a transgender man, because that a transgender man has not had the sex change. Now, a transsexual man has had the sex change. So are you talking about a transsexual man that you're asking me this question about is having a having sex with and have great sex with, and then you find out it's a man. Well, again, there's a difference. Okay? And then at the same time, you know, hell no. I, you know, from the start, it's not going to be no sex happening with no transsexual. Because you have to be one that definitely check people out nowadays. Okay? You have to be one to check people out or vet these people before you start to, you know, having sexual relations with them. I'm not going to go meet someone at the club tonight, go home with them tonight, jump in bed with them tonight. Nah. No way. And you shouldn't either. Although a lot of people do. I know people that get ready, you know, there are women out there right now at work talking to each other about clubbing tonight. There are gay men out there right now talking to each other about clubbing tonight. There are gay men out there right now talking to each other about taking someone home tonight. Right? And there are men out there who are talking back and forth with each other about going to the club tonight and taking a woman home tonight. Okay? They got to be desperate people. All right? I'm a man just like anyone else. You know? We have our needs, right? But I don't wanna jump in bed with a woman I just met tonight. No. Is she going to be that easy? Something ain't right. Right? See, I remember coming up through high school and you talking to the guys and the fellas and they like, oh, man. You know, you whispering to each other, hey, there go Barbara. I hit Barbara yesterday. I say hit, you know. When I say hit, I mean you had sex with Barbara. Okay? You hit Barbara, you had sex with Barbara. Same thing, okay? I had sex with Barbara last night, all right? And you know, Barbara, man, I believe you can hit Barbara. Barbara happy-go-lucky. She like it. Probably hit up with Barbara again tomorrow night. And the next thing you know, all the guys know how easy it is to hit Barbara. So now Barbara getting all kind of attention because she easy. Barbara really is a whore. And now think about it. Barbara's a whore. Everybody's hitting Barbara. Now, you might want to hit Barbara. Barbara might be a fine girl. Fine, I mean, you know, I have to say this in my show because some people listening to the show may not know some of the street jargon. But Barbara, fine girl. And fine, what I mean is she got a nice body. Okay? So everybody started to hanging out, trying to get with Barbara. Now, only reason you getting with Barbara because somebody told you Barbara easy, and you as a young male want to get, when you know, you want to get off. So when push comes to shove, you call Barbara. This is how the conversation go. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, this Barbara?
Yeah, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. This Frank. You know who I am?
Frank who?
It's Frank Williams.
Frank Williams? You and Miss So-and-so, you and Miss So-and-so class?
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
What you calling me for? I know you got a girlfriend.
I'm like, hey, Barbara. Let's not start off like that, Barbara. I was calling you just to see what you were up to tonight. You know, I called you to see what you were up to tonight.
Why you calling me when you got a girlfriend?
Well, you know, my girl, she acting funny, so I wanted to call you and see if you were busy tonight. Maybe you want to get together.
What are we getting together for?
Well, we just getting together. You know, I want to get together and talk to you, so, you know, get to know you a little better, this and that. Barbara know what's going on, right? She know what's going on. But me, Frank, I'm not bragging or nothing like that. Yeah, my wife listened to the show. I'm not bragging or nothing like that. But I was a high school basketball star. Everybody knew me in high school. I called Barbara. Now, Barbara acting like she don't know who Frank is. But she know. Barbara want to get together with Frank. But again, like I said, where I'm going with this is that these girls are free, happy-go-lucky. And there's some that are at the club right tonight, going to be at the club tonight, looking for a man that they can go home with or they can take home, just like Barbara. But when you hear that she Barbara easy and stuff like that, you go after Barbara. Now, you don't want nobody else to know it, okay? Because the next thing you know, Frank was with Barbara yesterday. Frank went out with Barbara yesterday. Frank went over to Barbara's house yesterday. Now, everybody know Frank when messing with Barbara. Okay? I know y'all had one of them in high school. One of the easy girls. But, you know, still during high school, you start to figure out that I don't want Barbara. Okay, all I want to do is hit Barbara like a one-night stand, and I'm going to keep going, just like everybody else. Right? Now, you might go back and knock on Barbara's door once or twice here and there. You know what I'm saying? Aaron and Dan, when you want to do something. And Barbara not one of them chicks that you take out and take to the movies and run into some of your fellow classmates while y'all out and about. She not one of those. She not one of those you want to take home to mama and be like, "Mom, look who I got. I got me a nice girl." Nah, that's not Barbara. Barbara not that girl you're going to take home. Barbara that girl you telling everybody about. Excuse me. You spreading Barbara around. Everybody's spreading Barbara around. And then when you see Barbara at the football game or at the basketball game, you're like, "Barbara got to play." Barbara be like, "Hey, Frank, hey, who they call my name? What's that? That Barbara calling me? Hell no. Hey, Barbara, let me tell you something, Barbara. Although I came by your house and you know, we went in the basement and we got together. That's all that was, Barbara.
Don't holler at me at school. Because guess what? I'm not going to holler at you. I'll call you on the phone. But I ain't trying to see you, be with you, or talk to you while we out and about. That ain't happening. But all I'm saying is, guys, that's Barbara. We all have those Barbaras around. And what I'm trying to say is, like, just like up in Atlanta, some women, they not women, they men, but these men are dressed like women. And you can't tell that they're men. They got on all the makeup. They got on the lashes. They got on the lipstick. They got on, they done put hair in. They carrying a purse. They wearing women's clothes, women's shoes, the whole 9 yards. And you can't tell. Okay? But they are not transsexual. Right? They may be transgender. But they're not transsexual. They haven't transitioned from the male reproductive organ to the female reproductive organ. Not done it. Okay? So, of course, when you start to messing around with Frederica, and she's transgender, not transsexual, when you get all the way to first base with this transgender, what's going to happen? At some point, you're going to find out that she's got the same thing that you got. Okay? Now, there's a big problem. Somebody's ass going to get whooped. It's either going to be hers or his or whatever, or it's going to be mine. But we getting ready to fight. Because I believe that you should be honest with people and let them know, hey, man, I know you're trying to holler at me. And y'all get that, right? I didn't change my voice to a female voice like he might have, you know what I'm saying? He might have that. I'm just trying to let you know. Nah, he gonna go straight up with me. Hey man, I'm just letting you know that I'm not a woman. I'm a man that's dressed like a woman. I like dressing up and doing this and then jumping out here and messing with men, giving me some free drinks and all this and that. Come on, man. You better let these guys know. You better be up front. Now, there's some guys out there that like that. Right? There's some guys out there that want that. Want one of those. That's not me. All right? So if you one of those and you try to pick me up, take me home, have me take you home, man, you better believe it's going to be a problem if we get to first base. Okay? Because, again, you can't tell if it's a man or a woman. Because they look like a woman. You know, you almost have to undress them before you find out. And a lot of them have gotten beat up and hospitalized or even killed because they did that and didn't let the other person know that they were male, and then they got to first base and they found out they were male, and now there's a problem and he wanna kill them. Because he don't want his boys to find out that he was straight up going for the kill with another man.
okay? Straight up going for the kill with another man. And then, you see, before I get into this other part, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and listen live to the show. But the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, they fought for months. They fought in the court for months. For a transgender male to be allowed to work out their jail time in a women's prison. Yeah, you heard me. You heard me right. A transgender male. The American Civil Liberties Union fought for months in court to have this transgender man be imprisoned with women. Go to the women's prison and not go to the men's prison. Right? Okay, follow me now. So this transgender male goes into this and they won. The judge sided with them. They won, so that they allowed the transgender male to go and populate with the women in the women's prison. So then the next thing you know, now two of those women prisoners come up pregnant. Two women. Now, I heard two, and then I heard four, but, first I heard two, so I'm going to say two. Two of the women in the prison come up pregnant. They wondered, how the hell y'all come up pregnant? Well, you done let this transgender male into the damn prison. So, and then that's why I say these transgenders, men or women, they just playing. If you really want to be a woman, go ahead, go be a transsexual woman. Go and have a surgery done. Go and remove your reproductive part that you have, that you were born with, and have something else added. Or go and get the surgery to have your reproductive organ removed. And now you're a straight female. Don't be transgender. Be transsexual. So he goes into the, think about it. And I said this, I was like, man, come on, man. As a male, I don't care if I like women or men. But as a male, you gonna put me in a prison with females, and now we got to shower together. You know, not shower together, but you showering in the same bathroom, same showers. And you see her. You see all this ass around. So you're like, man, come on, man. You know, I'm trying to put my hand over my eyes so I wouldn't see it. So, because you see that. And some straight men get straight hard right then. Right? And now again, this just me talking. I'd have to hit something, right? I have to hit something, and you know, a woman that's in prison, in the shower, and she turns around, and there's a transgender in the shower, and he done got straight up hard, man, you know she want it. If she a straight woman, oh man, they done put a penis in here, a real live penis, and they jump on it. And they stay, you know, a couple of them pregnant. Now, that's a problem. Right? That's a problem. So, as I said before, there's a something about that. Transgender. That doesn't work. Doesn't work. Hey, guys, that's all I have today. That's the end of the show. I want you guys to have a tremendous weekend, a great week next week. And again, guys, take care of yourselves. Take care of your families. Do great stuff and have fun. All right? Take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over and I'm out. I'll see you. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Isley Brothers. She said, who? That lady. Yeah. Lady. Come on. Talk to me, y'all. I wish y'all could see me. I'm going to start videotaping some of the shows. Put the cocktails. Yes, it's rare. Facebook. Come on. Leave me that. I would